Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. We spend this time together. It's our daily discipline. It's our ritual to get together, and we just have a conversation, or a one-sided conversation. I'm doing all the talking. You've allowed me into your life, and I'm so appreciative. I feel so privileged to be invited in your life to poke and prod, to ask questions, to stimulate thought. It's that thought, that continual thought, evaluation of the way you see the world, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about what you should and shouldn't do every single day, which leads to those actions, all the things that move you forward or keep you in the same place or even take you backwards from those goals, those achievements, those accomplishments, those feelings and emotions that you tell yourself over and over again that you want. Maybe you need to tell yourself more and identify those achievements, accomplishments, goals, feelings and emotions that you want so that your thoughts move you in that direction. You're always conscious of where you're going and where you want to be. And that's what this podcast is for, this 1.5 hour of exercise, going to the gym, stretching yourself, allowing me to have gone through my experiences, my view of the world, and introduce into your life so you could take it, accept it, agree with me, disagree with me, whatever it may be. You're injecting new ideas, new thoughts, all in an effort to get you what you really want. That's to be happy, right? To feel accomplished, however you go about doing it. Your way of going towards happiness may be different than mine. That's what we spend this time together for. One more day of you making a promise to yourself. You've identified that doing this, stimulating thought, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, every single day, whether you feel like it or not, is something that you, again, have decided to do that will take you to the next level, and now you're following through. One more day, one more reference that you're the type of person who knows what he or she wants, and you're willing to make decisions, and most importantly, follow through. Many times, it's not the strategy. Most of the time in life, it is not the strategy. It's about the person, how determined they are, how resilient they are. That's going to make the difference whether they fail or succeed. You know, many times with my one-on-one coaching students, they got these ideas, these plans. Maybe it's in their business on how to become successful. And they want to bounce it off of me for my opinion. And I can certainly do that, give them my view of the world. But I do tell them right before, I'd be more than happy. That's why they come to me for me to get my opinion on something. But the bottom line is, an idea can be a great idea, an awesome idea that I could believe that works, that they have come up with that idea. Maybe they're looking for the validation, but they really believe it's a great idea. But an idea is just an idea. It's the person. It's the way they think about themselves, the way they follow through, what they do when the tough times hit, when they're halfway towards their goal and things start getting challenging. And what do they do then when the times get tough? Do they persevere? Do they get knocked down and they get disinterested or start rationalizing to themselves that this isn't what they really want? And then not following through, and before they know it, it was just a distant memory that that's what something that they said they wanted, so they're not even working on a consistent basis. They could do that with you could do that with a great idea, and you can do that with an idea that sucks. An idea that sucks, if the person is resilient, if they're tough enough, if they're determined enough, if they get help along the way, the introduction of new strategies, and sometimes the strategies aren't the how-to. The strategy is, you know, a better mindset to make this idea work. But an idea can really suck, but the person can be so extraordinary, they can turn that idea into just a great idea. And maybe some of the best ideas that have changed the whole world are ideas that many people would not have attempted. They didn't seem like a good idea until the person made it happen, and then it looked like a great idea. I'm so happy to be with you here today every morning. And when I do these Morning Connection podcasts, I like to do them just fresh, go through the journey of life myself, and then be inspired by whatever is going on in my life at that particular time. And rather than pre-record them, right? Because I tell you that life is continually teaching us lessons every single day. The only question is are we paying attention to those lessons? And then how do we apply them to their lives, our lives, right? And so, you know, if I were to do this podcast yesterday, it would have been a whole lot different topic, and it would have had a whole different tone than, you know, how you're listening to me today, my tone now. Actually, man, I feel excited right now. I feel optimistic, ready to take on the world with a different set of challenges. And that's because I'm at this business seminar, always looking for ways to improve myself, never feeling though I've got it down. I have the belief that one distinction, one new strategy, one new way of looking at what's in front of me, my business, my relationships, whatever it is I want to become better at, training, whatever it is, whatever hobby, whatever it is, it's going to make all the difference in the world. So I'm constantly looking for those lessons. I also know that whatever it is that I want to become better at the time, there have been people who have gone through everything that I've gone through and a lot more, and they've made it over to the other side. They've been successful, and I've always searched out mentors to make my journey a lot easier, and that's what I encourage you to do. I tell you, you know, I know a lot of you guys, I'm starting to get a lot of emails lately. You guys have been listening to this Morning Connection podcast, just received one just yesterday, and it was a gentleman. He said, hey, look, I've been listening to your podcast for over a year. I'm watching what you're doing with your nephew. It's time for me to get coaching. And I know that. I know there are a lot of you out there who know how powerful this way of thinking is, and you want more of this. Here we are at Morning Connection, podcast number 183, on our way to 200 this go-around. Our time together, it's coming to an end for right now in this daily mental toughness conditioning podcast, right? And you know, I know you want more of this. Send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. This is something that you want now is to take time to take action, whether or not I can fit you in or not at this particular time, because people, there's different plans. There's different entry times when they've come into it. So they're 6 months or they're 12 months are just about to be done, finished, right, completed. So you want to make sure that you do this now. You don't want to wait until podcast number 200, because I can tell that's when even a big rush of people wanting my time for the one-on-one coaching is going to come up. So you want to take action now, and probably now instead of like, 20 days from now or so, when these 200 Morning Connection podcasts are over with. A lot of people are going to be saying, oh, they're missing a piece of this MTC in their life, skipping their life every single day, and that's when they're going to sign up for this one-on-one coaching service. And then that will be consistent with what happened after the first 100 podcasts that I did. Big rush, filled the rest of my schedule at that time. So you want to take action right now and send me that email at skip@skiplacour for one-on-one coaching. By the way, if you're talking about, hey, I don't see this. I'm on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network, or I'm on iTunes, and I see 101 all the way up to today, 183. Where are these first 100? Well, go to skiplacour.com and click the podcast section up at the top right-hand corner, and then you scroll through that. You'll see Morning Connection podcast 1 through 100. When you go to skiplacour.com and you go to that podcast section to look for these Morning Connection podcasts, make sure that you listen to podcast number 191 through 100, where I talk about the 10 best life lessons that I've learned so far. And I count down from number 10 all the way up to number 1. Number 10 is Morning Connection podcast number 91, and number one is 100. I think that you'll find that interesting. If you love these podcasts, my point of view, my way of looking at the world is really helping you stimulate thought for you to take action and improve the quality of your life, then you're going to love Morning Connection podcast number 91 through 100 on skiplacour.com in the upper right-hand corner in the podcast section. So if I were to have done this podcast, I was going, because I've got so many things going on, I'm at this business seminar, which is really a people seminar, which is really a mindset seminar. It's just amazing. I mean, you're probably thinking, well, Skip, isn't that what you teach all the time? Isn't everything about the mindset? Yes, it is. And I'm continually amazed how everything comes down to the mindset, even a business seminar, even though that's what I talk about every single day. I'm always amazed at even a higher level. I'm also amazed that no matter how much I think I got it down, you know, you've come to respect me, to listen to this podcast every single day. You know, I have to have a certain amount of certainty and confidence to get up on this microphone and share with you what I know with some level of certainty and confidence that I've got some answers for you. I got some great things for you to think about that can really improve the quality of your life, or I wouldn't have anything to say every single day, especially, you know, 200 days in a row or 100 days in a row or however many days in a row I've just got up every single morning to do this Morning Connection podcast, right? I have to have a certain amount of certainty and confidence. At the same time, I always leave room that no matter what I've achieved in the past, to get to that next level, it's going to take a new set of thoughts and actions, right? And that's what I'm just kind of blown away. Maybe you can hear it in my voice, how this was a trip that I really resisted doing. And I'll go back to what I would have, if this podcast was yesterday, right after I did Morning Connection podcast number 182 from my hotel room, which where I am right now in San Diego, California. I was telling you yesterday, I hate getting away from my home. And I love my pattern. I've worked hard to create this pattern, this structure, and this system, right? But I understand that no matter how much the system is working, I will have to change it in some slight way to get to that next level. Doing the same things over and over again, there's this certain way of thinking that maybe what you're doing is great. It's going to work out just fine. You just have to do it longer. It isn't like you need to change anything or tweak it. It's just that you just have to get more time doing it. That is true many times. Many times you are just persisting with the same plan, and along the way, you find better ways of doing that same plan. You're more efficient with it. You make slight changes. And those changes over time prove to be huge changes that eventually lead you to success. And I had to inject myself with some new thoughts, new actions, get around new people, maybe from different my business realm, to not get so set in my way of thinking. And I'm really blown away. And it makes me think that I wonder if I were to listen to these podcasts that I certainly believe you're finding so helpful, I wonder as I continually grow and get better and achieve higher and higher goals in my life. And then you get a certain level of enlightenment of how the process works. And then you go on to something else. I wonder if I were to listen to these podcasts, just say 5 years from now, with this continual growth, this continual process that I invite you along and continue on with your life, I wonder if I would think the same thing. I wonder if I would deliver the podcast and the message, just say the one that I delivered 10 days ago. I wonder how would that sound 5 years from now. Now, does that mean that the information would be no longer valid, right? Would I want to take it back, whatever my message was 10 podcasts ago? No, I am sure with everything that I've gone through my life and my levels, it would have been great for that level, and that level may be farther ahead than you're at right now. And really, it's not about me and my message. You can disagree with it. The objective is for you to stimulate thought and to think about things in your life. I just wonder sometimes, you know, with my growth, and that is the difference when it comes to the bodybuilding and training world. And I know many of you are following me over to this section of life from the bodybuilding and training world. And one thing that I see all the time, having so many years in the bodybuilding and training process, helping so many of you all around the world, all your different levels of experience and different levels of perspective on the bodybuilding and training process and what works and doesn't work. And I see these young guys, and they're really working hard to make black and white and science, and so that it just comes down to what you do and you don't do. And it's no more complex than that. And I think that gives them a certain amount of certainty that they can believe that they've done everything they could. So the difference between them and the other guy who's really succeeded at the highest level is his genetics, his superior genetics, or he's using drugs. That they have done everything when it comes to training, eating, the scientific right way. So it's nothing more that they can do. And so they've maxed out on their physique. Whatever they look like at that particular time, they couldn't have done anything else to become better. They've exhausted everything they could have to look the way that they do. And so anybody who's better, drugs or genetics, their advantage. It's a nice, safe place to be. I can see where a person might want to convince themselves of that. They don't have to go through the angst of, oh, one more distinction, one more strategy, one new way of looking at it. They don't have that angst to drive them to that strategy. And I understand. I have empathy for those people. And then they really do a job of pushing that agenda onto their other 21-year-old friends or people, and spend a lot of time criticizing other people with different points of view. You know, those guys, you know, don't get it. That's where youth and inexperience, only doing something for a certain period of time, that's where it has limitations. Because the mind is so powerful. Even how they break, it can be the same scientific strategy or approach that they do. There's this champion mindset that a person can, with more experience, a different insight, more evolved insight, they can even take those same scientific strategies and get a lot more productivity out of it. And it's not magic. It's just subtle distinctions and a different understanding of the same old things that they take to higher and higher levels, because there's so many different pieces to success, more than just what you do. I think that's how I opened this podcast, right? And I wonder if those guys, if they ever make it to 5 more years of training, and they look back on their YouTube videos or what they preached, you know, just how much they would believe what they believe now. Because that's the way life works. We have to be, if we step up as a leader, we have to have a certain amount of certainty and confidence. And our journey may be so much further along than the people who we're helping. So it's definitely a benefit to them, yet we're still on our path. And I feel that way myself. Really encourage you to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your pattern, get into situations that are a lot different than the way you think, with people who aren't like you. Definitely people who aren't how you don't believe they're like you. You think that they're different. They look different. They think differently than you. Because, man, you're going to learn a lot about people and yourself, how much we are all going through the same journey of life, and we're just on different phases of this journey. And you can't really tell what is going on in a person's soul by just judging them from the way they may act or dress or what they do. When you stay in your own comfort zone around your same people, you don't get those distinctions. So one thing that my wife said to me on one of our More Than Just Muscles podcast, on the Saturday podcast, that what she always found interesting and what she respected about me is when I were to talk about other people, especially people with challenges or people who did, I don't know, unacceptable behavior or something that definitely doesn't agree with my values, wacky, crazy, that I always added an empathetic tone as I was, you know, explaining their situation. I just didn't bash them, say they were crazy, say they're bad people. I always add a level of empathy and understanding to their situation. And being so involved in the personal development and working on myself to become the best that I could be, it takes a lot of understanding on why I do the things that I do, some things that I'm not conscious of. And then you realize how the challenges that I go through and I've been through, that there are people who've been through a lot tougher situation that caused, it leads them to who they are, just like all, everything that you've done in your past leads you to the person you are today and thinks the way you do, and whether it's awesome or it's not so awesome, sometimes you do some awesome things, and it doesn't necessarily come from a great place. It's because, you know, something happened to you where you're so worried about what other people think. And so that causes you to really have to prove yourself, and that's where you're so awesome in one area of your life. So sometimes something that you're great at comes from a weakness, right? Sometimes a weakness that you have in your life comes out of a weakness that happened to you, right? And so I like to look at myself as when someone is, ooh, they live a lifestyle, I do things that are totally unacceptable to me, I want to see them as a soul, as a human being, and understand that when some of these challenges that they've gone through in their life, man, sometimes it's so predictable that they act in that crazy way. And a lot of those times when they've been exposed to certain situations, the family life when they were younger, this is the effect of that. And, you know, how can you criticize them so much when you realize that, man, when they were a child, they were defenseless and they've been through these traumatic situations, that they didn't have the choice anymore. And sure, that they could listen to these Morning Connection podcasts like this. They can push themselves and to think a different way. They can go to therapy and work on themselves. I'm certainly not saying just because a person's had a lot of challenges that you have to have them in your life, that you're a charity case. No. Actually, I encourage just the opposite, is for, you know, you make sure that you work on yourself, become the best you can be, and because that's important. More than anything else, you can't have your own flaws that you're not working on and then accept it and expect just stellar, outstanding, extraordinary people to be in your life. Why would they be in your life? Why wouldn't they attract people who are like them? So it really starts with you being aware of all your challenges and continually doing whatever it takes for you to become the best you can be. And you know about people, you can be empathetic to their challenges or their situations, then you have to be discriminating. Is that person with all their challenges, is that better for your life, or is that going to take you down, right? So you need to be discriminating, but empathetic at the same time. And more I get exposed to people, the more I understand how we're just these, you know, souls all trying to be the best that we can be. Different things happen to different people. Different things happen to you. Different things happen to me. I've shared a lot of those things with you, but we're all the same, trying to work towards the same goal of being happy, and some of us had different challenges or roadblocks along the way. And I just think that, you know, that's where, you know, my new level of enlightenment is at this particular moment, because, you know, you get exposed to a whole bunch of people from all around the world, which I'm at this business seminar. And they're very different than you. Oh, my God. Because you've been just hanging around your little circle every single day. My circle of people who I actually connect with is actually very, very small. It's very, very small because of how I set my business to be around my family. I'm done with traveling on a very consistent basis like I did before, because that's not the quality of life that I want. So, you know, many times, besides, I'm not talking about the people on the phone or you that I connect with in this matter or through emails. I mean, in personal contact, it's pretty much the same people most of the time, right? I don't know if I'm not saying that's a good thing. That's just the pattern where I'm at right now. So exposed, all these different people. And when you first go in the room, you're seeing how different they are, right? And then just you know, a couple of days later, you realize how common you all are, right? And it's just, it's a neat thing. It's a cool thing. It also, it really makes you forgiving of yourself, meaning that, you know, you've got challenges. You know that you have these blocks. You want to take your life, your business, your life to the next level, and you can't seem to work it out. And you see other people kind of going through, you know, their stuff, and it realizes, well, I have stuff too, and I can just handle this, right? So something to think about when you're dealing with other people, their story. Because people and how you approach people, what you think about people, it's going to have a major impact on if you get that help, even if you ask for that help, how you negotiate and influence people to make your life journey a lot better. So I just wonder sometimes if I were to look at my podcast, 10 podcasts ago, as I'm constantly pushing myself, how differently I would look. And so the thing is that be okay with that. Be okay with having your convictions, your belief, work hard and you exhaust them totally, right? With certainty and confidence and produce a certain level of feelings and results in your life. And there's always a higher level and you're okay to add more distinction strategies. Maybe sometimes you need to go 180 degrees the other way. Maybe it's just a slight direction. I feel right now I'm not necessarily, there was nothing that was exposed to me that is some gigantic shift with some major hole that I've had in my life. I see it as one minor way in thinking that's going to really finish this off, at least to this phase, to where I'm going. And the great thing is I'll be continually share my journey of these distinctions with you. Because again, whether it's a business strategy, it's a mind strategy, it's a people strategy, it's a mindset issue when you're not getting where you want to go. And just to tell you is that with business, with areas that I'm improving upon, I get coaching, right? Like I said, I know there are people, what, regardless of what they look like or what I might judge or they seem so differently, back when I was, you know, all I was thinking about was training and eating, winning national championships, that extreme focus to become a master at what I was doing. And then right after that, my extreme focus on man formation and leadership strategies and influence and persuasion, and all the other skills that I put my head down to become a master at. There's other people, as I come out of that and I want more and add to my life, there's people all those 25 years that I was focusing on that, they've been focusing on this one thing that I haven't even put that much thought in. And if that's what they do, it can shave so many years of not just the strategies. I just want to tell you is that many of the strategies that a master, a coach can teach you, you could probably find them on the internet. Now, maybe they're covered up. It's not a system. Maybe it's confused with a lot of other people's strategies that would confuse you. But it's going to come down to they have a way of looking. They broke it all down, and you can tell that what is so challenging for you, they've made easy. And it might be just amazing to be like, wow, you know, how did that person do it? I mean, they're not that much smarter than me. They're not that much harder working than me. I don't get it. Why is there such a gigantic gap? Well, it's because they found these little distinctions, these mindset tricks, because they've been just working on it a lot longer than you, and they were so persistent that they made it over to the other side where everything became clear. If you remember when you were younger, maybe I don't know if this still comes on television. It used to come on once a year. It was The Wizard of Oz, old movie, right? And when she finally went, they finally made their journey into Oz, and how the black and white movie turned into Technicolor. They just got it. They were at Oz, what they've been searching for. Well, many times that's the way it is in life. I mean, I don't know, what are you great at? That people say, well, you're just amazing. How do you know these things? Right? Well, there's probably a point in time, maybe you don't remember exactly when that is, maybe you do, when all of a sudden you got it. You went to the Wizard of Oz and everything went to Technicolor, which was challenging. And you were around people who were challenged. You never thought you would get it, but you persisted. And then you made it over to the other side. Everything was in color. Time moved differently. You were just a different person. And you kept that for you. And then you just built upon that. Well, I know there are people who have done that. right? That's why I go for coaching. And I'm just constantly amazed. I see that so much, more and more and more, right? And I'll be sharing all these strategies. The thing is, I'm saying, just whether it's me or someone else, don't go through this journey of life alone. There are people who have found the other side coaching. You don't have enough lifetimes to just grind through this, you know, by yourself. Like I said, whether it's with me or with anyone else, maybe it's a personal trainer in the gym. Maybe it's a business coach for you. Maybe it's someone who can help you develop that confidence that you don't have, right? There are people out there who are passionate or dedicated, who made the other side, and they make it their business to provide tremendous value so you get to that other side, that you start seeing the world as technicolor instead of grinding yourself, wondering if you'll ever figure it out. It's so well worth the investment, right? Man, just value it and value it. I value it more with my as my success grows. It's interesting. You know, people who are challenged at lower levels, going through it, I probably appreciate it more now with the amount of success that I've achieved. Because I think maybe the reason why is because I work so hard to find all these distinctions. I mean, I have to get up every single morning and say something brilliant to you during a Morning Connection podcast. So obviously I thought about this for years, applied it to my life. And I see somebody who's struggling. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, there's this $99 program called Manformation that has helped change people's life on a massive scale, right? And it started the journey where then, man, they just want so much more of it. They sign up for one-on-one coaching with me. You know, really for what you're going through, isn't it worth introducing some new thoughts rather than continue to try to go this alone? See, the people who are the more successful understand that, and that's why the people who I coach most of the time, they're already successful to a level of their life. So I think maybe that's why I have this appreciation for coaching that maybe I didn't have. I'm not sure for the one-on-one coaching, just streamlining it rather than just read books or accumulate information. So I just be open to people, new ideas, no matter how much your level of success, no matter, you know, how certain you are in your world, you'll be continually blown away and be okay with continual growth, changing your mind, even if it's not some gigantic, massive change, like that 180 degrees, you totally do it a different way. Sometimes it's just that slight change that can make all the difference in the world. And man, I'm really feeling that way. I can't wait to get back and start just with this new mindset, applying simple, small distinctions into my life. And again, so this podcast, I was going to do it yesterday, and I was going to tell you all about the challenges, right? Because, so I did this podcast. I got up early from my hotel room. You know, I had a whole different system, because one thing I appreciate, and maybe I can see why I was so reserved, oh God, how am I going to do all these systems that I have in place on the road? It's going to be so challenging, right? Well, yesterday I found out why. Because even with, I've invested in a lot of equipment and technology and systems to deliver this podcast all the time. And I'm in a much different setting in my hotel room, obviously. And it took a long time to set that up. And what takes me 20 minutes to do at home with a system that, from the timing and everything being structured and in place, you know what that's like, your pattern, right? What takes me 20 minutes to do, it actually took me 5 hours from this hotel room. Oh man, I was pissed. Oh, the internet service was horrible, right? Everything, every system, every program on this computer versus my other computer really made me appreciate what a smooth machine system I have set up at home normally. And that didn't just happen, right? Money was invested, time was invested, figuring out the system to be so efficient where I can do that in 20 minutes. Because again, I know the same system. It took 5 hours. Now, this wasn't intense, you know, work hard hours, but it's downloading, uploading, challenges here and there. And so I did the pod. So the show time was 4:30 a.m. I had it done well before 4:30. I got up, I don't know, at 3:30 in the morning, and then I delivered it, and then it was going to be uploaded live, which, you know, and then I had all those challenges, right? And I was going to have it up by the time. So very, very few people listen to this podcast live, right, at 4:30 in the morning, right? And then they don't start downloading it until a little bit later on in the morning. And I can see all the numbers on the side. Well, guess what? With this challenge, that was the day the most people listened to it live. And the most people downloaded right away, right? When I had this one challenge out of my system, my structured system. So that was interesting, right? And if you did wear one of those food and you listened to me, you heard me on the line from my phone, from my hotel room. Hey, guys, if you're one of the few people who listen to this live, come back in 15 minutes and you can hear the whole recorded Morning Connection podcast number 182 or whatever it is that I said, right? And then, I don't know, I played a commercial, right? And then I did eventually upload it onto the site. So maybe you weren't one of the first ones and you said, you don't even know what I'm talking about. And that would be good. But it came much later with so many problems, so much systems. And I was going to talk about how, you know, and I may eventually turn this into something for us to learn about, but I was going to talk about, you know, is it one more try? Do you just try one more time? Is that the difference between success? All these obstacles in your way, right? Do you just persist? Do you grind it out? Or is that a signal for you to just stop? Maybe there's a reason why it's so hard. And maybe you need to find a different path or think a different way. Or does it even matter that you're doing this podcast on time? Like you said, just because you live up to this code, I will not let you down. Do you need to abandon that? They'll understand. Just upload the podcast when you get home. Or do you just keep on persisting, going through that? I mean, I don't know what the answer is in life. I can have a perspective, right? I can certainly have a perspective. What's the right way to go? Who knows? You know, who knows? Maybe it wouldn't even have mattered. Maybe most people listen to this podcast 5 days later and they would have never known the difference. Maybe my code of I will not let you down that seems so right, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's not. It's really what I believe and what I execute and who I draw into that belief and what I put it out there, and it's whatever the consensus is. I mean, who really knows? Point is, I'll tell you, because I'm constantly growing, constantly seeing the world, constantly changing my perspective, upgrading my perspective on my life, that seems so silly in the moment right now to even talk about that. I'm not in that place right now, and that's part of the reason why I love to do these podcasts in the moment. Whatever I'm thinking that particular day, not record a whole bunch of them, because I can go through life and my thoughts in the moment with the most passion and that insight at the moment. But I think the moment that I want to talk about is be okay to upgrade your thoughts. You don't have to stick to them. You can upgrade them as changes dictate themselves. And that's not being wishy-washy. That's what it takes to take your life to higher and higher levels. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one accomplishment, that one feeling, that achievement, whatever it may be, those options in life that you really want that's going to take you weeks, if not months, of you pressing yourself, being mentally and emotionally flexible to come up with new ideas, getting out of your comfort zone, getting around people who have figured it out. They see the world in technicolor. It's going to take you months, if not years, of you doing that type of upgrading of your thoughts and actions to actually achieve that goal and achievement. Take 3 seconds right now to visualize that. If you've already visualized something, make it more clear. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Are you sticking to something that was an older version and not so upgraded thought that you're just sticking to because that's what you came up with 3 days ago, 3 months ago, even 3 years ago? Is it helping you get those results that you really want, or just keeping that same structure? You get to keep the same way of thinking. even if it may not be working for you at the highest level? Are you upgrading it to help you get those results? And then what are those results that you're after? What are the real results? Not the short term that may compromise the long term. What are those real results that you really want? Okay, guys, have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.